Several dual-language street signs in the Irish county of Tyrone were recently damaged or defaced with paint. Police investigators believe the destruction may have been motivated by prejudice and could arrest the perpetrators under Northern Ireland's unique hate crime laws. The Irish language is also under attack in the country's courts. Plans to install signs with the indigenous language at Belfast's new Grand Central Station may be cancelled. Next month, a judge will hear a lawsuit by a far-right activist to stop the new signs. Both issues will soon be addressed by the country's first Irish language commissioner, who is expected to be confirmed in the coming weeks. This new role is thought to be a litmus test for the British government, which historically discriminated against the language. For National Native News, I'm Seo McPollin in Ireland.